This is one of the most concrete actions that we've seen thus far from members of Congress, particularly on the Republican side. Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio this afternoon sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland seeking more information about the FBI raid on the former president's home at Mar-a-Lago. As you know, Republicans have been highly critical ever since that took place, and this is in part a renewal of requests made by the committee earlier this year, earlier after the raid first occurred, and it's an indication of the continuing scrutiny the Justice Department as well as the FBI are likely to come under as we go forward. The Judiciary Committee also, in addition to being very interested, the House Oversight Committee likely to get involved as well. A lot of Republicans sharply critical of this indictment.
And what else are congressional Republicans saying about this afternoon?
Well, Nick, there's kind of a split between the House and the Senate. On the House side, they were very quick to criticize House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calling it unconscionable. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise joining in the criticism. The term that most Republicans are using, whether it's a talking point or not, is weaponization of the Justice Department. That is what many of the House members are saying. They are also questioning the timing of this in connection with the earlier investigation related to President Biden, related to the whole situation involving the House Oversight Committee and whether or not the FBI Director Christopher Wray would be called into questioning. Also, on the other side, on the Senate side, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has not said anything about this, nor has the number two Republican, John Thune.
Hey, Mitch, do you think this development is going to have any impact on the situation about that Republican revolt against House Speaker Kevin McCarthy?
One thing to look for is whether or not this will bring the Republican conference together. The 11 conservatives who are very upset with House Speaker McCarthy have made it clear that they didn't like the debt ceiling deal. They're holding up legislation right now, but they have been talking and they are going to be meeting again on Monday. I'll be interested to see whether or not this causes them to come together and say that they need to move forward to counter what they think are the bad things that are happening with the White House and President Biden. So that'll be something to look for as we move into the next week.